Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Too many times people feel like we're not getting any wins out there. Well, in our corner, if you're here in Philadelphia or the area, is one of America's great attorneys, George Baquetto. And there was a win, a legal settlement with the Columbus statue that is down on the waterfront. What does that portend for what's going to happen with the big one over in Marconi Plaza? George is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. And George, congratulations. Big win. Very glad it happened. What kind of deal was made?
Well, I can't go into all of the details, but the bottom line is that monument will remain in Penn's Landing. It will be uncovered, unboxed, and it will be maintained in perpetuity there as it was originally intended.
What's the causal element that made that easier to get a settlement without the kind of harangue that we've seen with the other, George?
Well, there was a grant agreement entered into between the donor, which was a corporation formed by some Italian-Americans called America 500, a grant agreement with them and the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation. And the agreement's a contract, and it's an enforceable contract. And it was very specific about what the responsibilities were upon donation of that monument to maintain it, to care for it, and to make sure it was available for public display. So in that instance, it was a pretty straightforward case of enforcing our contractual rights. Marconi Plaza, on the other hand, does not involve an agreement and is rather based upon the city's attempt to tear it down in violation of the city home rule charter and in violation of certain procedures that are set forth in those in that home rule charter. Now, we have received a favorable ruling in that case. The judge ruled the city's attempt to take the statue out of Marconi Plaza is illegal. What is now pending is we have a petition teed up and ready for the court to make a decision to get the to remove the box. As you know, Dom, they shrouded the statue in a plywood box. It's the ugliest damn box you've ever seen. And the motion that now is ready to be decided is to tear down the box. But the statute stays.
Yeah, people are talking about then, what do you do? Do you come up with something else that protects it, given the city that we live in, George? But you're the master of this, not just the legal inside game, but the public perception. Does it help? You know, judges are only human, too. They're looking at the law. They're looking at the wisdom of Solomon. They see what was done down there on the waterfront, and it's pretty clear what the intent is of this all. I mean, this was a gift to the
right.
citizens of Philadelphia. So
that's exactly right, Dom.
In a perceptual sense, it's the same kind of thing that should apply here.
You're absolutely right, and I think it will help in the Marconi Plaza thing. And don't forget, we also have a case pending in federal court on Mayor Kenney's executive order to change Columbus Day holiday to Indigenous People holiday. And we've challenged the legality of that. And I think these developments in these other litigations will also improve our chances there, because that executive order by the mayor is even more outrageous and illegal than what he tried to do with tearing down the statue of Marconi Plaza. It's a direct unconstitutional act by a governmental entity to discriminate against a certain ethnic group. And our position has always been, we're all for an Indigenous People Day, but not to replace Columbus Day. Why can't Indigenous People Day have their own?
Exactly.
Holiday?
The more the merrier. Exactly.
The more the merrier. And everybody should, every ethnic group deserves and should have one of their historic figures who they look up to commemorated and revered. So, but we don't start playing favorites over whether we're going to have St. Patty's Day or whether we're going to have Columbus Day or whether we're going to have Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, the government is not in the business, nor are they permitted to start playing favorites amongst ethnic groups. Just
no, that's exactly what's happening. To that point, we're hoping to have a big Columbus Day parade this year, and George Paquetto, I think, is the big honoree, and rightfully so.
Well, we are having a Columbus Day parade, and by the way, Joe Piscopo will be the ceremonial grand marshal of it. So it should be a real fun day. And, you know, a lot of people are very excited. That parade, as you know, Dom, starts on Front Street, and then it winds around, and it concludes at Marconi Plaza. So we're very hopeful to have that box down by October 12th, which is the date of the parade.
Great stuff. Well, we'll have to get Joe Piscopo on to talk about that. We have a mutual friend there. George, congratulations, though, and I hope that happens before the parade. It would be spectacular.
Thanks so much, Dom. You're the best. You've always been a great supporter, and we appreciate it very, very much.
All right, George Paquetto there with the good news on that. You know, often in talk radio, and Dan and I talk about this. By the way, the after show yesterday, off the record, went exceedingly well. I have to commend Dan for that, throwing me a lot of good fodder. That's not easy to do for a half hour. Excellent stuff. And the idea that this might be we need to talk about wins in talk radio times. Too often it's just outrage. And that's a win. You could say, well, it was a contract. Look, you're not living in the world of reality of what we're up against here. These people don't give up. You got to accept that. If you want to win and say, I've won, it's the right thing. It doesn't matter what the right thing is. The only thing that matters is the winning thing. And you have to win every day. And you got to go back and you got to beat them again. Now, I don't know how much longer that's going to go on, but if traditional America wants to win, that's the blueprint, I think, to win. And sometimes you're going to have a setback, like the recall, but you pick it up and you don't give up. Because what's the alternative? What do you think Newsom's going to do in California now? How emboldened do you think others are going to be? The message they take from that, the big message the media is trying to put out from what happened in California is, aha, Newsom cleverly made Larry Elder Donald Trump. Trump's a loser. That's the message they're putting forward with this. They don't give up. They're coming after everything. They don't want traditional America. The Columbus statue is just an outer battle over that. And by the way, they don't like certain Italians or Italians in general in Philadelphia. It's an ethnic group that they feel they can go after. And this is a big play around that. George Paquetto's right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.